Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Franklin Frierson, F-R-I-E-R-S-O-N. As per the medical records applied, Franklin Frierson was seen at University Hospital emergency room in 2020. Appeared a box had fallen on his right arm at work, and he now had severe right forearm pain and mild deformity. Appeared there was no pain to any other areas, nor did he have numbness or tingling. Period history was remarkable for diabetes. Period. He was examined and found to have mild weakness in thumb abduction, comma, extension, comma, OK sign, comma, index abduction and lesser finger flexion. Period sensation was intact, as were his pulses. Period. X-rays of the right forearm showed fracture at the mid-diaphyseal level. Period. He was diagnosed with right bone forearm fracture and was admitted for surgery the following day. Period. He was seen by orthopedics also on 2/20/20. Period. Dr. Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y, noted a right both bone forearm fracture, both at same mid-diaphyseal level. Period. He had a consult on 2/21/20 by Dr. K-Y-I for a medicine consultation. Period. He had surgery on 2/21/20 by Dr. Riley. Period. He performed open reduction and internal fixation of right both hyphen bone forearm fracture. Period. He was followed post-operatively. Period. He did have follow-up x-rays on 2/21/20 compared to the studies of 2/20/20. Here there was open reduction internal fixation for diaphyseal fractures of the right radius and ulna. For the baseline this was a baseline post-operative examination. Period. New paragraph on 2/26/20, he was seen by the physician assistant in the Department of Orthopedics, whose name was Ms. Coerts, C-O-E-R-T-S. Period, she related he was struck by a container resulting in a right both bones forearm fracture. But he was 6 days out from his fracture by surgery by Dr. Riley. Period, he complained of swelling in the fingers and hand as well as stiffness and discomfort. Period, he had been moving his fingers but was hesitant to do any other exercises since he was not instructed to do so. Period, he had no other complaints. Period. Exam of the right upper extremity, found the wounds to be clean, dry, and intact, healing well with sutures in place. Period. There was significant edema of the fingers, hand, and forearm, but the component compartments were soft and compressible. Period. At full range of motion of the shoulders, period, fingers and wrists are just shy of full motion due primarily to edema. Period, elbow motion was 20 to 120 degrees of flexion with supination 45 degrees and pronation to 60 degrees. Period. He was instructed in range of motion exercises. Period. His progress was followed. Period. On 7/10/20, he was seen by Dr. Vosbikian, V-O-S-B-I-K-I-A-N, for trigger fingers of the right long and ring fingers. Period. This had been ongoing since February and was getting worse. Period. He was getting more catching and locking over time and was getting increasingly annoying for him. Period. History is remarkable for poor vision, common diabetes, common and hypertension. Period. On exam, he was found to have well-healed surgical scar on the forearm. Period. He has tenderness to palpation over the A1 pulleys of the right long and ring fingers. Pretty has some catching and actually is able to get his long finger to lock briefly in the office today. Pretty, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. He also underwent serial postoperative x-rays of the right forearm, such as on 6/4/20. Period. These showed healed diaphyseal fractures of the right radius and ulna with no evidence of hardware complication. Period. On 7/21/20, Dr. Vosbikian performed A1 pulley release of the right middle finger and ring finger. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were trigger fingers of the right middle and ring fingers. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 8/28/20, having done some therapy. Period, he still feels a little stiff and was concerned about some residual swelling of his digits as well as some residual stiffness. Period upon exam, he is able to make a fist, albeit not a very tight one, but passively he can easily be brought down to a fist. Period, he lacks about 5 degrees of extension at the PIP joints of the ring and long finger. Period. Dr. Vosbikian expressed at that point everything looked good. Period, he thought Mr. Fersen could be turned to work, full duty, and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He was advised that essentially what he does for a living is therapy in itself. Period. The paragraph. The claimant was also seen on 1/6/21 by Dr. Tan, T-A-N. Period. Exam found scratch that she opined that it is not uncommon to have either objective or sensation of hand stiffness up to 1 year after the injury. Period. However, these were rather mild, so he did not think any specific treatment was required. Period. With normal use of the hand slash arm and more time, he believed symptoms would abate. Period. Thus, he was at maximum medical improvement. Period. He also explained any future occurrences of trigger fingers in either hand would be likely due to his underlying diabetes or due to another work incident. Period. It would not be related to the accident of 2/20/20. Period. On exam, there was no swelling of the hand, fingers, or forearm. Period. Active forearm, wrist, and finger range of motion are within 5 degrees of the corresponding motion on the left side. Paired passive forearm, common wrist, common finger range of motion were full. Paired there was no obvious objective swelling identified on the right arm. Paired the right hand had a slight flexion, resting posture of the fingers. Paired passive stretching of the fingers showed full range, but with mild discomfort. Paired there was no triggering in the hand. Paired grip strength was 5-5. Paired he had intact light touch sensation in all distributions of the hand. Paired postoperative forearm x-rays were reviewed, showing metal plates on the radial unalar shafts, which aren't in anatomic alignment. Paired fracture lines were not identifiable, and he had healed fractures. Period. New paragraph on 2/16/22. The claimant was examined by Dr. Seldes, S-E-L-D-E-S. He noted Mr. Frierson's course of treatment to date. Period. He ascertained a history of previous work accident on 7/24/18 involving an injury to his elbow. Period. He was currently working. Period. Upon exam, there were healed incisions. Period. He had atrophy of the right forearm compared to the right by approximately 20%. Period. He had 4+/5 grip strength compared to the left. Period. Examination of the right forearm range of motion reveals pronation and supination is 75/70. Period. He has decreased range of motion of the wrist as well as a result of forearm injury. Period. Flexion was to 30 degrees and extension to 40 degrees. Period. Examination of his third and fourth fingers revealed decreased range of motion. Period. He is unable to make a full fist. Period. Examination of the third digit reveals motion at the DIP of 5 degrees flexion contracture with 40 degrees of flexion, comma PIP of 5 degrees flexion contracture with 55 degrees of flexion, comma and MCP range of motion is 0 to 70 degrees. Period. He had tenderness along the flexor tendon with occasional triggering in the office. Period. Exam of the fourth digit revealed range of motion at the DIP of 5 degrees flexion contracture with 35 degrees of flexion, comma PIP 5 degrees flexion contracture with 40 degrees of flexion, comma and MCP 0 to 60 degrees. Period. He had pain in the flexor tendon with occasional triggering in the office. Period. Dr. Seldes felt he had a permanent impairment to the right forearm of 5% based upon loss of motion. Period. With respect to the right third and fourth digit, he felt there was 7% impairment and 8% impairment respectively. Due to loss of motion and persistent triggering status post-surgery, period. Therefore, a total impairment on the right arm was 20% based upon 5% for the forearm fracture, 7% for the third digit, and 8% for the fourth digit of the right hand. Period. To put this in bold, Dr. Seldes seems to have simply added his impairment levels, which is contrary to the combining low value methodology described in the sixth edition. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 2/20/20, Franklin Frierson injured his right forearm at work. Period. He was seen at the hospital emergency room where x-rays identified a forearm fracture of both the radius and ulna. Period. He was admitted to the hospital and the next day underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively with healing, both clinically and radiographically. Period. He also participated in therapy. Period. He belatedly offered symptoms of triggering in the right third and fourth fingers. Period. He was seen by Dr. Bespikian, who performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. At conclusion of treatment, Dr. Bespikian noted essentially benign clinical exam of the right hand, arm, and fingers. Period. The claimant was also seen by Dr. Seldes on 2/16/22, who noted a clinical exam quite different than that by Dr. Bespikian upon discharge. Period. I give more weight to Dr. Bespikian's documented clinical exam as opposed to Dr. Sildes. Period. In paragraph, I will rate this case for his forearm fracture treated surgically with open reduction internal fixation. Period. There is permanency involving the right long and ring fingers for trigger fingers repaired surgically. British Dr. Tan noted these are most commonly a result of underlying diabetes or another work incident not related to the accident on 2/20/20. Period. Her clinical exam corresponded most closely with that of Dr. Bespikian and was less severe than that performed by Dr. Sildes. Period. And that will be the end.